WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, amazing women. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence, your daily dose of inspiration to shine brighter than ever. I'm Riley Hart, your host, and let me tell you, sometimes life throws curveballs that feel like a full-on earthquake. You know what I mean? It can be so easy to get knocked off balance, questioning our strength and courage. But guess what? We are built for this. We have an inner wellspring of resilience waiting to be tapped. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating that inner strength and courage, those powerful qualities that allow us to face challenges head-on, overcome obstacles, and emerge even stronger on the other side. Ever felt like you were standing at a crossroads, unsure which path to take? Or maybe you've been facing a fear, something holding you back from pursuing your dreams? That's where inner strength and courage come into play. They give us the power to navigate those uncertainties, to take risks, and to stand tall even when things get tough. So, how do we cultivate this incredible inner force? Here are five key takeaways that can really help. First off, know your worth. Believe in yourself, your abilities, and your unique voice. You're amazing just as you are. Sometimes we need a little reminder of that, right? So go ahead, celebrate your wins, big or small. And remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Focus on your own journey, your own growth. Secondly, step outside your comfort zone. Growth happens when we challenge ourselves. Try something new, take a class, start that project you've been putting off. Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's taking action despite fear. Think about that time you did something scary and you realized how capable you were. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges. Be kind to yourself during those times. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a dear friend. You wouldn't be harsh on a friend who stumbled, would you? Extend that same grace to yourself. Fourthly, build a supportive network. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in your dreams. Having a strong support system can make all the difference when facing tough times or celebrating triumphs. Think of those people who always have your back, who remind you of your strength. Lastly, never stop learning and growing. Embrace new experiences, seek out knowledge, and challenge yourself intellectually. The more you learn, the stronger and more confident you become. You're a lifelong student. Keep exploring, keep questioning, keep pushing those boundaries. Think about that time you had to overcome a challenge. Maybe it was starting a new job, navigating a difficult relationship, or even just stepping outside your comfort zone. How did you tap into your inner strength and courage? Remember that feeling, that sense of empowerment. You have that power within you, always. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine a woman named Sarah who wants to start her own business. She has a brilliant idea but is terrified of failure. Maybe she's worried about what people will think, or maybe she doubts her abilities. But Sarah remembers these key takeaways. She knows her worth, she steps outside her comfort zone by taking that first step, even if it's just registering the business name. She practices self-compassion by acknowledging her fears but not letting them paralyze her. She builds a supportive network of friends and family who encourage her, and she keeps learning by researching successful entrepreneurs. Sarah's story is your story, too. We all have dreams we want to pursue, challenges we want to overcome. By cultivating that inner strength and courage, we can create the life we desire, one bold step at a time. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. So, what's one small step you can take today to cultivate your inner strength and courage? Maybe it's setting aside some time for self-care, reaching out to a supportive friend, or simply acknowledging your accomplishments. No matter how small, every step counts. Keep shining brightly, beautiful souls. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of radiant confidence.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.